Hi, I'm Common Man.
I'm serious.
I'll prove it.
Me likey. Pee-pee no worky.
See? It's really me. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is sponsored by my friends Care Heating and Cooling. If your air conditioner breaks, that's bad news for everyone.
Especially Saki.
Call my guys at Care and make sure that never happens to you. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com.
When you need a company you can trust.
I don't think they'll ever do it. Making a second outer belt because, you know, city's growing and population's going to continue to grow. This has been my problem forever, is that they didn't make 270 big enough when they had the chance. Oh, we don't need it that big. No one lives out there. Yes, precisely. But if you want to keep growing as a city, you know, cities like Cincinnati, cities like Indianapolis, they made their outer belts larger than they needed because they knew it would fill in and eventually they would. Here, we didn't do that because we're stupid.
I wonder if they ever were to build that. I know this is kind of what we probably talked about back then, but how big would you build it? Like, would you go, at this point, would you go Marion,
no.
Zanesville, not that far out?
No, that's too big.
Well, someone's not dreaming big enough, Ted.
Well,
that's what I think.
That's too big.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, you can see how maybe that's what happened before, where some guy was like, how about Delaware and London? They're like, that was stupid. Don't do that. Let's just build it to where we did.
But now the problem is that let's say, yes, we could benefit from it. And we even want to spend the money, the ungodly amount of money that it would be to build this thing.
Right.
You've got development in these areas.
Yeah,
what are you
going to
do?
I know. It's. I have said this for a long time. Now, this is also because of where I live, but there's no good, like, we have no good way to go from, if you look at Columbus as a clock, like, Dublin would be at, like, what would you say, 11 a.m.?
Yeah.
11 o'clock, right? And then Pickerington, Reynoldsburg, that's like 3, 4 o'clock. We have no real good way to go from Dublin down to like Pickerington in a direct way. You have to go all the way around 270 to get to it. Either way, it's about the same way. It's about the same distance. And that just sucks. There's nothing you can do about that. Like you said, there's all kinds of development there.
Maybe a tunnel.
Now that I could get behind.
Maybe an outer belt tunnel.
By the way, if they're going to build a new outer belt, I hope they complete that project after they complete some form of transportation from like 5 or 6 suburbs into downtown on like, I don't know, light rail, heavy rail, speed rail, whatever rails you want to do.
I want rapid rail.
Whatever.
Right at this point, I don't want some sort of leisure cruise 35 miles an hour.
Well,
I want something
though,
bullet fast.
I used to think the same thing, but we were in Seattle this summer and we got on their like light rail system that takes you from downtown. Like you can take it from where the Seahawks and Mariners are, where their stadiums are. You can take that up to a variety of different neighborhoods. You can take it all the way up. If you know Seattle, like University of Washington campus is way up there. It would be like going from downtown up to, probably like Worthington or even Polaris area or something like that. You can take it from there. And we took it about halfway and it took us like 15 minutes. It was not bad at all.
Well, that's fine. But what I'm saying is you have an opportunity to be trendsetters now. The infrastructure does not exist. So if you're going to create it, let's go all the way.
Well, fair enough.
Let's truly be that revolutionary city where it's like, hey, I'm in Dublin. How long does it take to get to downtown? 47 seconds? Great. Let's go.
Well,
my face melts.
Whatever the human body can withstand, let's do that.
Whatever speed will make us spontaneously combust, just knock it down a little bit.
Oh, and
just shave a little bit off of that.
Please do not. If you're thinking, hey, you know what we should do is call Elon Musk and have him do his thing.
I don't want him doing anything.
No. Have you seen the stupid thing he came up with in Vegas?
No.
You're not aware of this?
No.
So they have a tunnel that cuts out, I don't know, it says it cuts out like a 10-minute walk if you take this little tunnel thing that he's made. He has this company called the Boring Company because they bore to make tunnels. This was the thing that was going to send all the... Remember you had those little tubes that were going to shoot you through at like some ridiculous speed?
Like when you're at the bank?
Yeah, but they never, that's not going to happen and nothing's ever been tested that would make that. So he did a little tunnel project there in Las Vegas. And what it is Teslas will come and pick you up and you can get in them like an Uber and then they go in a little track underground and there's a little light show and there's stuff and it's kind of neat looking. And they drove like 20 miles an hour, and then they will drop you off at your destination, cutting out like a 10-minute walk, and instead giving you a 12-minute car ride. But it's all underground, and it looks cool as you look at it.
I assume these Teslas are unmanned, too? Just automatic driving?
I'm pretty sure the video I saw was someone actually driving.
Oh, okay.
It.
All right.
I'm just saying, like, it's essentially an Uber that only goes from one place to one place. I mean, they had that. It's called a Subway, and you could just make that a lot more efficient. But I'm just saying, let's not do something stupid like that that looks cool on, like, the video you show the first time
it
opens.
I want something extremely functional.
And fast. And good.
Fast,
and real.
Yes.
I want it to happen, though. Let's actually make something like that happen.
Well, we're so concerned. You know, a long time this rail stuff has been, well, let's go. We're going to build something from here to Cleveland or here to Chicago. I don't care about that. Let's figure out here first.
Well, right. I agree
with
you.
In the city first. Let's figure out how to do it. And then we can think about expanding.
But also, you don't really have to build anything other than some train stops to get from here to Cleveland. You just have to make a rail station and get Amtrak to service down here.
Well,
that's what you got to
do. But I want, like, hyperspeed.
Well, all
I
right.
want warp speed.
I know. I'm just saying, like, I would gladly just hop on a train and take a 2 or 3 hour ride up to Cleveland where I don't have to drive.
No.
I'd gladly do that.
I want 20 minutes.
Why?
Here, why not?
Well, I know why not, but
why
I'm saying
not?
We have it right now. We could do it. All we have train tracks to go between here in Cleveland, here
Fine.
In Cincinnati, here in Detroit, here
and
everywhere.
I want better.
Get some trains.
I want people to look at Columbus and say, wow, look at those people. They're trendsetters. They're doing it the right way.
Yeah. That's I'm with you on that. I don't know if you paid attention to local politics. I don't think that's likely to happen anytime soon.
Well,
trendsetter is not exactly
man.
What we got going on here.
I'm just saying, I want people to look at us and say, man, no wonder why Johnny Gaudreau went there. Look at him.
I mean, right
They're
now.
They're going from the suburbs to downtown in 27 seconds.
Right now, you have a bus situation where they can't figure out if the buses are coming, when they're coming. Their app never works. Like, people have been complaining about this for months. I'm just saying, I'd like to believe the city of Columbus could get their act together and do this. They need to actually do
Here's
something.
Here's the good news, though.
They need to manage
I'll
the stuff they have and make it better.
I'll give them this. I never have any problems with the meter parking app.
Oh, no. That's
That always
that's
works
good.
Fine for me.
That's nice.
Congratulations.
Well, why? Because it gives them money. That's why that works.
Well, the bus gives them money, too.
Yes, but it's also like a thing that people rely on that they need every day if they're going to use it. But you're never going to get people to use it if it's not reliable. So let's get that fixed, and then let's get a light rail or fast rail or some rail.
This is what I say to my wife
let's
all
go.
The time. Why
let's
can't
go.
You just appease me? Why can't you just lie to me? Why can't you say, yeah, Mike, 40 seconds from Dublin to downtown. Let's do it. That sounds great. Fully knowing it will never happen, but at least you just satisfy my craving for stupidity, and we can move on. Instead, you have
no.
to crush all my dreams like she does.
I want it to happen. I want a real fix here. Let's go.
All right. Hey. Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. What is the game this week, Bonner?
You know, I originally was going to call this game show back when I was banging trivia because it was going to be about stuff mostly from the 80s. But then I realized we weren't banging in the 80s. We were, I mean, like, barely a thing in the 80s. So, but it's 80s trivia. That's what it is.
Speak for yourself.
Were you banging?
10 years old.
Right. I didn't think that was... I mean, I just mean more or
Started
less...
Started early.
I don't know how much of the 80s you recall. I recall little to none of it.
I recall a decent chunk.
Like, the Mets won the World Series in 86.
My mom walking around topless. I remember that.
Was that an 80s thing?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know if that happened in the 90s or if that was...
No, that was
limited only to the 80s. Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
I was 7, so...
So it was in the 80s.
It was 87.
Yeah. Good that you remembered this specific date. Do you know where you were going on vacation?
Yeah, we were going to Florida. Driving down to Florida, we stopped halfway at a motel in Tennessee.
Probably Tennessee. Usually, I mean, if you're going halfway from Chicago to Florida, that would make sense, right?
I think the room was $26.
Hey.
Had two beds in the room.
Guess what? There's some of those motels, still $26.
I'm quite sure.
Let them live.
And then my mom, for some... ungodly reason, you'd have to ask her. She's still kicking. Decided, I'm just going to walk out with my top off. So
well,
everybody can see it.
It's not, I will say, in her defense.
There's no defense.
No, there's light defense. Light defense is you're in a hotel room, and maybe for a split second she thought, oh, that's right, Michael's here, and I have to, you know, I got to cover up. Or was she just like, look at him! Like, was she screaming
she
at you?
She may as well have. Because I'm 43 years old, and it's clear as day.
Yeah.
Clear as day. A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.